This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, today we're going to be talking with Bill Aaron about his book, Newbie Beginnings, because our guest for the second half of the show, Dr. Minich, it's a holiday, I guess, in the States today, which she didn't realize, or we didn't realize, or somebody didn't realize. But anyways, we're going to go with this story with Bill Aaron that we did last year, and he's talking to cancer survivors. And hope you have a great, healthy week. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You had cancer yourself, and kind of what spurred you on this journey?
It was a result of having been diagnosed with cancer. I was in a support group and feeling, you know, kind of down. I needed some help. And one of the fellows in the support group had finished his treatment a while ago and was getting ready to, you know, graduate, so-called, from the group. And I was kind of half listening when I heard, cancer is the best thing that ever happened to me. And totally new idea for me. And I just stared in disbelief. I challenged him. Later on, you know, over the next couple months, I met other people who said similar kinds of things. And I saw in those statements a kind of hope that I had not thought possible. And as a result, I began to design the kind of book I wish had existed when I was first diagnosed.
Tell me a little bit about, what they're saying when they're saying that cancer is the best thing that ever happened to them.
They credit several changes in their lives due to the impetus that being diagnosed with cancer provoked in them. So initially it was they were kind of summing up the changes in their lives. And when I challenged them, they would say, well, you know, I wouldn't have changed careers if I hadn't been diagnosed with cancer, or I wouldn't have realized that my kids, my attention for my kids was as important, if not more important, than my job. Some of them even started organizations to help other cancer survivors, and they felt that that was beneficial and that it was giving them much more meaning. In other words, I think that we all have this desire to make our lives mean something. And when we're confronted with the possibility that our life may be over, one of the reactions, I believe, is to think whether, you know, we've achieved that goal. And that causes us to reevaluate a lot of that idea, that confrontation with our own mortality, putting a number on it, if you will, causes us to rethink that idea of whether, you know, we've done something worthwhile and whether our day-to-day life is as we want it to be.
Bill, you interviewed 120 people of all different ages, you know, from from youngsters to seniors. Mm-hmm. Did you notice a difference in that, in the thing that the cancer provoked in terms of their understanding of who they were at different stages in their life? Was it different?
At different stages in their disease, if I can change the question just a little bit. I sort of delineated four stages. The first two are the ones that get most of the attention, the diagnosis and the treatment. And then the third stage, it was a phrase that was coined by one of the participants in the book, called the silent phase. And that's that during treatment, we're very busy. We have all this noise in our life. We have treatments to go to, other doctor's appointments, consultations to do. Everybody is calling up to ask us how we feel. All necessary and all good. But when treatment's over, everything kind of stops and it gets very quiet. And at that point, everybody, including family, friends, and the survivors in many cases, expect life to go back to normal. But I believe that that confrontation with our mortality is one of those things in life that we can't undo. And I think once you have that, once you begin to think about death in very realistic ways, we become different people, so to speak. It changes us in fundamental ways. And the task at that point is to figure out how to move forward, whether it's a lot of time, whether it's a little bit of time, or whatever, how to move forward from that point to create a new normal. Some people need help. I needed help. And then the final stage is the acceptance that there can't be an old normal, that we have to create for ourselves a new normal, what I call a new beginning.
You mentioned something about, you know, the confrontation of mortality in realistic ways. What does that look like?
You know, when we're young, we understand that there's an end to life. But, I mean, I've had this, I felt this when I was young, and my kids have talked about it. We really don't, we feel so strong, probably full of hormones, Dave, that we don't see it in realistic terms. But I think when we're confronted, whether it's a diagnosis of cancer or a life-threatening accident, it puts a number on it, and that's very real. I'm going to live another year, okay? As opposed to, well, I might live 20 years, I might live 50. You know, it actually makes death, the possibility of death, very real. We can no longer, I mean, one of the people in the book said it very well. She said, cancer is like a thief. It steals your youth. It steals your myth of immortality. And it leaves in its place a gift, should you choose to see it. And that gift is, what do I do from here on with the rest of my life?
Bill, you had cancer yourself. And you went through these stages, I'm assuming.
I did.
You know, when you're in this stage, and what is a gift that's being left to you?
The gift is a conscious realization that we can choose to make of the rest of our lives what we want to make of it. It's, in a sense, what you asked, Dave, is a difficult question, and it's an easy question. It's difficult in that it's not easy to figure out how we want to live the rest of our lives. Figuring that out is the key to happiness, I think. One of the people in the book separated out healing from cure, which I think is really profound. He said that the way to healing is to reconcile the anger and the frustration with a sense of gratitude, that we're here and that we do have the rest of our lives to do with whatever we want. And that's the way to becoming a whole person, whether or not we are cured. And so the gift is, the same participant called the gift a get-out-of-jail-free card. She decided, you know, she didn't like to do X, Y, and Z, so she wasn't going to do it anymore. It wasn't necessary for our lives. You know, we all, of course, have to pay the mortgage and do certain things, but there are a lot of things in our lives that we don't have to do, and that may cause us stress or may take away from our enjoyment or from our families. I mean, I think I, in making those decisions in my life, choosing to spend more time with family and friends, I think I became a better husband and father because of it, and a better friend. And we get, in other words, it's true that our whole lives we get to choose what we want to do, but we don't always do that. We get caught up in the day-to-day. And I think one of the things that cancer teaches us is that every day is meant to be appreciated, and every day is meant not to be taken for granted.
We're talking with Bill Aaron. He's the author of New Beginnings, The Triumph of 120 Cancer Survivors. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how illness can make your life more enriching.